This is the new LOL podcast, and I am Karen Stewart. My goal is to challenge you, motivate, and encourage you to live your life boldly as a Christian out loud. Do me a favor, if you find anything of value, any motivation, any encouragement, help me spread the word, like this, share it on all your channels, and thanks for listening. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, March 31st, 2024, and I have just returned home from sunrise service. For those of you who don't know what that is or celebrate that, that is a service that takes place every year at 6 a.m., in my case, Eastern Standard Time. I think it's probably whatever time you're in, but 6 a.m., and it occurs on what is called Easter or Resurrection Sunday. It was a great service, actually. Went with my family this morning, and I was tired because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I came home with the intention of taking a nap. However, I got a message that disturbed me so greatly that I had to get up and come and make this podcast episode. Now, those of you who follow me know that I've been in transition. I have been intermittent. I have not been consistent. I regret that. And I am making efforts to try to change that. And I have made moderate improvements. But I'm going to keep going. I am. And I'm going to get myself back together. But today, I could not. Yes, I do know that's a double negative. I could not make an episode today because I am profoundly bothered by this notification and information that I just got. And I feel like, I'm in the United States. I feel like we are just doing too much, okay? We're just doing too much. Again, today is Resurrection Sunday. It's called Easter. I have tolerated calling it Easter for years anyway, and going to church with people with the Easter bunny and the Easter egg hunts for the kids and all of that. I tolerate it because there's nothing in the Bible that talks about an Easter bunny or an egg or any of the such thing. And if you do some research and look up the history of where all that comes from, you will see it is yet another instance where allegedly as Christians, and I say allegedly because we call ourselves Christians doing a bunch of crazy stuff that don't have nothing to do with the Bible or with Jesus, but that's a whole nother podcast. Okay, but this day, Resurrection Sunday, is supposedly the day that we acknowledge, we celebrate, we honor, we recognize as the day when Jesus, the one that we say we serve, rose up from the tomb after having been crucified. That's the whole point. It's something we're supposed to remember. It's something we're supposed to live every day in the reality of I am here because of who he is and what he did for me. And that's what this day is supposed to be like. Okay, anyway, sunrise service is an early morning service. I think the history of that came from he rose up from the grave early in Sunday morning. That's a whole nother discussion. Let me just read to you what I heard and learned this morning that irritated me. And I have to just, because I don't know if I'm quoting Bible today or not, but I have to say what I need to say. Okay, now therefore I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. And I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation. Okay, I was annoyed. Why am I annoyed? Oh, you just want to hate on? No, I was annoyed and I am annoyed because I started this out by saying today is March 31st, 2024, and it is the day that we acknowledge, we celebrate, and we remember the sacrifice that was made for us in the life, the death, and the burial of Jesus Christ, and this day, his resurrection, okay? And this podcast of mine is called The New LOL. I don't really talk a lot about how I came up with that because I don't want to self-promote. I wrote a book, one of my friends, and it's called Living Out Loud. One of my friends gave me the title, a subtitle, The New LOL, and that's kind of how it stuck. The whole point of it and the whole point of this and the whole point of me is to challenge people who call themselves Christians to start living their faith out loud. That means not hiding out and speaking up for the things that matter to him and speaking about him. I'm not calling you to be a preacher. I'm not calling you to do nothing other than to live the reality of your faith honestly, boldly, truthfully, honestly, out loud, right? Not the stuff we making up calling Christian, not the stuff we making up and saying is in the Bible is not, but living an honest, truthful reality of a Jesus, a man who lived, who died, and who was resurrected, shed his blood for us. That's the one that my life is committed to. I am not perfect. I got a lot of things wrong with me. I mess up a whole bunch of things, but everything comes back down to this was done for you, Lord. This was done for you because you are everything. Everything is everything and everything is enough and Jesus is enough, right? I would not be honest or truthful to what I feel like I've been called to do, which is challenge you to live out loud, if I did not say, this is just too much. We doing too much. We are doing too much and enough already. You want to acknowledge people who are marginalized and you want to have a day of acknowledgement and celebration? Do what you doing. You doing that on Easter? You picking this day of all days that that's the day that you want to do it. And then you want to call the whole nation of people to lift up the voices and the names of transgender people. I will not. And what I will do on this Resurrection Sunday, March 31st, 2024, I'm going to challenge you. If you calling yourself a Christian and if you say that Jesus is what matters to you and you all about a life that glorifies him, I'm instead of this, because I'm not going to do this, what I'm going to do, I don't have no seal. I don't have no authority vested in me by no constitution or no other nation. I don't have none of that. But what I'm going to do is call on you to join me in lifting up the name of Jesus, the God man who laid down his life and shed his blood, was brutalized. I don't just mean, oh, he died one day, was brutalized and shed his blood for you and for me and for everyone. Let me tell you why this isn't hate speech. Because before I ever acknowledged him, before any of you who, if you are Christians, ever acknowledged him, Jesus made this sacrifice for you. And that means for everybody. His blood was shed for everybody because of the love of the Father who wanted a relationship with all of us. So hear only what I'm saying and not what I'm not. I call on you to lift up the name of Jesus. This right here, you're doing too much. I know that politics plays into a whole bunch of stuff. I'm totally not into the politics thing at all. I hate it and loathe it and everything about it with everything in me. I know where this comes from. At the end of the day, this is nothing more. You're going to pick this day of all days, the day that acknowledges Jesus and what he went through. And this is the day you doing anything else and you trying to call anybody's voice to any other purpose except for acknowledging him. That came from nothing but the pit of hell. And this podcast is about lifting up the name of Jesus and doing it boldly every day out loud. If you are a Christian, if you live in and listening to this and you claiming that that's who you are and that's what you're living for, I'm gonna just tell you, this is a bunch of crazy mess. We doing too much. And I'm challenging you, acknowledge this day for what it is. This is the day that exists so that I can acknowledge why I exist. I am because he is, and I am who I am and what I am because what he did. I acknowledge Jesus. I'm doing that boldly, not only today, and this day, but every day. And I'm doing it out loud. I'm asking you. I'm challenging you. You gonna do the same thing? That's between you and the God you serve. But this right here is too much. We doing too much, and this is ridiculous. This will never be a day where I'm lifting up any other name. Every other voice is irrelevant. Every other name is irrelevant. What I know is at the name of Jesus, every other name is going to bow. Every other name is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that he and he alone is Lord. This is his day. Forget this. This is crazy. I know this is a rant. I don't have no scripture for you. Just doing what I'm challenging you to do. I'm living this day. I'm taking this platform, and I'm saying today and every day, you need to be living boldly for Jesus Christ of Nazareth and do it out loud.